This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, July 8th. God's word for you today is speak. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 1, verse 9 to 10, and it says, "For your will be my voice. This very day I appointed you to speak with my authority over nations and kingdoms. Your word, my word, will have the power to uproot and stamp out. It will destroy and upend. And then your word, my word, will rebuild and plant anew." God actually pays attention to our sacrifices, and he has set things up in such a way that our sacrifice actually matters. Our physical sacrifices mysteriously produce supernatural releases, and we need to understand that. We do not fully know how it works, but we know that when we put sacrifices on God's altar, God always responds, always. We must engage the supernatural in prayer, in fasting, in vigils, in sacrifice. We are loading the clouds, breaking barriers, calling forth the things that be not as though they were, and changing things in our favor in the mighty name of Jesus. We can actually influence the outcome of spiritual battles. Daniel 10 and Esther 4 are classic examples. Please read. Daniel was faced with a situation, and he engaged prayerfully, and his prayers influenced the battle going on in the spiritual. Sometimes, when we engage in strenuous spiritual exercises, it is as if we do not even have any strength left in us. But do not worry. Your angels are warring. Your angels are fighting. Your sacrifices are producing fuel and energy for them. You may feel depleted, but your angels are totally fired up. Esther's case was very similar. She fasted. She must have kept a vigil because it was a matter of life and death. And because of Esther's spiritual engagement, she changed the law. Some laws have been contrary to your destiny. This season, they will be changed in the mighty name of Jesus. There are people whose job is to be monitoring people. # village people. Not everyone will be able to understand these things, but I know people from Africa will. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, such people will have no power over you. Esther did not only change the law, the people that dug a pit for her uncle Mordecai was the one who was hung there. So Esther did not only change the law, but she also effected a total reversal of destiny. You can influence the supernatural. Some time ago, I had a spiritual conflict with some hugely occultic man. It was a very clear confrontation, and it was because I was preaching the gospel. So I stood my ground. He said that he has fired a bullet and that he gives me 5 years. 5 years is too long. Why are you waiting for 5 years? Why didn't you say 5 minutes or 5 months? I said. But I engaged with God, sorted it out, and I started counting. Year one, year two, year three, year four, year five. Exactly 5 years. His firstborn, my close friend, was shot dead in Lagos, Nigeria. The supernatural influences. Therefore, you have to be an active participant. You will not be part of the casualties in Jesus' name. Someone said it is just a coincidence. My response is, I like those kinds of coincidences. Daniel changed it. Esther changed it. You will change yours. In today's scripture, where did God put the power to change things? Let us pray. Father, I decree that every law contrary to my destiny is reversed. I have unparalleled favor. I am honored. I am lifted In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.